Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. The show is also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobiusstrippress.com. And you can find a lot of content, my books and other information, videos, and so forth. There's more free content there that you can really understand what we need to do and just why, you know, the problems are the way they are. And the problems are the way they are is because we've actually let them get that way, because we, the governed, are allowing those who govern us to run rickshaw over our contract and over our Constitution. And so this is the place where you're going to learn how easy it is to actually stand up, just like the King of Rohan, once Gandalf whacked him with his staff and he realized that he was just under a spell, and he basically stood up and took his authority back. It's just that easy, folks. However, there is a little bit of education, because we are the victims of the system. The system has been educating us. I like to use the word inculcate. But it has been brainwashing us into believing these grand facades that there's this thing called constitutional law. There's, you know, these cases and precedents and so forth, which the Constitution gives no allowance for any of that, by the way. And so it's almost like, you know, thinking that Verizon and your contract with them, or AT&T, whoever you're mobile device supplier provider is, as far as your services go, and you have a contract with them, it's almost like, you know, all of a sudden that contract becomes law. It's a contract, and you both have to abide by it, or it's breached and broken. And that's what I gave you the information yesterday when I went through the Federalist Papers regarding this, you know, the standard acceptance of what a contract is, that every single line is mutually exclusive, and any line that's broken breaks the entire contract. And so that's why it's really important that we understand the paradigm and we understand what the framers wrote, what they sold the states, and what the states bought into, because what you believe you're signing up for is, you know, is the rock bottom definition of what that contract is. And it does not sway unless the contract has room for it to sway. But I am preaching before I get into some of the other details. So I like to, you know, kind of repeat this every once in a while. And it's been a couple of days probably since I've said this. There are three primary reasons why you want to download these podcasts. First, this is the only show, let me emphasize that, this is the only show on the air that is asserting the constitutional solution to our federal government overreach. And as a matter of fact, in the middle of the night last night, they did it again, and they are spend happy. It doesn't matter really who's in, but I will tell you that the lip service you're getting from the Democrats today, like Pineda and the rest of them, oh, well, you know, there's going to be consequences because we're overspent. You know, where was he saying that when Obama was racking up $10 trillion in debt? Where were any of the fiscally conscious and conscientious Democrats and progressives when they were just spending us into oblivion during the Obama administration? Isn't it nice that they have this moral compass now? I'm telling you, the progressives have and are the epitome of moral turpitude. Moving on. The other reason why you want to download these podcasts is that the content on this show will refer to previous shows, like Federalist Paper yesterday that I talked about the contract where Madison said what I said. So anyway, these the supporting information that I've been providing is I'm going to be building on this more and more. And so the whole point is that if you listen to these and you get it, then you don't need to keep them. But if some of it is like a fire hose and it's hard to just, you know, understand all these different things I'm saying, and I'm trying not to do that. If I am doing that, by all means, give me a call. And I will tell you right now that the phone lines are open because I have to initiate that, and I have. So anyway, it is important that you understand how these things are intertwined and how they mesh with each other. And bear in mind the content. Here's the third and final reason. There's more, but the three primary reasons. The content on the show is not ephemeral or perishable. It is not temporary. It is a permanent bedrock foundation that you can build off of, because it is about the Constitution and how we are supposed to be governed. This is what we allowed them to do, and all this other stuff, we may be allowing them, but it is outside the boundaries of the contract, and at any point in time, we can pull the plug on them. And I say we the sovereigns, being the citizens of each of these states, because the states have that level of sovereignty over that Constitution. It's just that we, the people, need to focus our effort and energy in getting our state legislatures to comply to the Constitution and to force compliance by the federal government. So let me move on to my question that I'm still kind of waiting for somebody to call in and answer. The Constitution identifies three specific crimes that the federal government has jurisdiction over, and only three crimes. It has no jurisdiction over drugs. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, that is subjective, but it has no jurisdiction over them. It has no jurisdiction over all sorts of things, but it has jurisdiction over three very specific crimes. And if you know what they are, by all means, give me a call and we will let you answer those and elucidate the audience. And in doing so, you can receive a free set of books from me. And that way you can become a constitutional warrior with all sorts of information, because there is so much stuff in my books, especially my first book. It was about a 700-page book until I got rid of a lot of white space and nice fluffy layout and so forth, and compressed it down to about 500 some pages. So it's a very condensed book. If you read any of the reviews online, almost every single one says that, you know, either they're reading it multiple times just to, you know, soak it all in, or the fact that it is a lot of meat and it does take some time to digest, and how it all stitches together will absolutely amaze you. And it is just like this dark state or this deep state, whatever you want to call it. We are really seeing in every little facet of these unconstitutional agencies of enforcement and so forth, the hand and the head of, you know, just bad things, and how the government has been working against us. Folks, what do you need? I'm going to go through some more marketing. But it is just obvious as you start seeing DOJ folks, you know, stepping down. I've said this from the beginning. I said this last year. Trump needs to fire everybody and pull in nothing but good, credible people, because unfortunately, there's been a lot of bad people, and those bad people have worked their way up into leadership levels in these agencies that are unconstitutional, and they are ruling us with tyranny. And that is arbitrary laws and rules and regulations to basically keep us at bay from being able to shut them down. And so whatever your pet peeve is, whether it's be the FBI, the DOJ today, Department of Energy, BLM, EPA, labor, IRS, education, Common Core, corporate welfare, it doesn't matter. Those are distractions. Those are all byproducts of the Leviathan, and it is all unconstitutional. And if we force the Leviathan back into the box, it's like the genie. We force the genie back into the bottle to live within the confines of the Constitution, all of these problems go away. It's that simple. And it's also that simple that I've actually ran out of time before I got into some marketing. So forgive me, but we do have some words from my sponsors, and I hope you support my sponsors. And with that, we will be right back after a word from these, their sponsors. So thank you so much, and I will be right back.
Rippey Holmes believes that the American dream is not simply owning your home, but owning your dream home. Are you ready to upgrade, expand, or start your own custom home? If you are, I'd like to invite you to check out Rippey Homes at cgrippey.com. They offer end-to-end service from real estate to remodeling and specializes in custom homes, and they love to partner with their customers in making a difficult project worry-free. From the design to the moving in, they are with you every step of the way. If you have that dream home and looking to remodel, whether it's converting your kitchen and bath into your own heaven on earth or adding a new room, Rippey Homes has the tools, talent, and experience you can trust. So if you're ready to pull the trigger on a remodel or building that custom home, contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's cgrippey.com.
This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. Thank you.
This is G.R. Mobley. Did you know your overall health is connected to your dental health? And as you get older, this becomes more and more important. If you're like me, going to the dentist can be terrifying. So for me to maintain my dental health and overall health, I need a great dentist and staff who are sensitive to my fear, pain, and even my fear of the cost of dental work. This is why it took me almost 2 years to find a great dentist after I moved here. Bottom line, I need a great dentist just to get into the chair, even for a regular cleaning. This is why I personally recommend Dr. Vaughn Tracy as not only a great dentist, but a patriot and a dentist that cares about your comfort and health. You can find him at VaughnTracyDDS.com. That's VaughnTracyDDS.com. Then you can agree with me. It's great to have a great dentist.
Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. If you've listened to my weekly show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on Red State Talk Radio, every weekday evening from 6 to 7 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. It is a hard, fast contract. In accordance to Article 7, the states are the only stakeholders in this contract, and inherent in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight over the contract. This means they can audit the contract against the general government and the unconstitutional powers they are exercising. Any single state can perform this audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what I refer to as Republic Review. Please read my executive summary on reclaimingtherepublic.org to learn the details about Republic Review. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And so that dialogue is, as I've been saying, that not only are we dealing with this unconstitutional exercising of powers in so many different ways, agriculture, refugees, Department of Transportation, all sorts of things that go well outside the bounds of the Constitution. And unfortunately, you're not hearing this on any other show. That's why I'm telling you, this is the only show that really speaks of the solution and what we need to do. One of the things I promised you last week, and I forgot to mention this, but it's been up there ever since the weekend, I did put up a copy of Plato's Republic. It's a PDF. You're more than welcome to get a copy of it. It's right there on my podcast page for Red State Talk Radio. So if you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org and you click on the Red State Talk Radio podcast, that page will have all my podcasts. And at the very bottom, I have the book, a free book just for you. It's called Plato's The Republic, and it's worth your read because this is the playbook that they're using in basically moving us towards communism in a global communist state. I also threw up, because I've been talking about this a lot, I'm asking you to go Google Soros's Open Society Institute and this foundation that he has. And by all means, go there. So what I did was I put up his partners, and you can, right underneath Plato's Republic, you can see Soros' partners, and you'll get to see all of these affluent people that do such great things in helping this globalist agenda move forward. Because all these people are buying out your local governments, your state governments, and your federal government to getting them to capitulate the system so that we will all become one nice, happy family of global governance. Isn't that great? It's all about us, right? Anyway, so underneath that, I also have some links to Trevor Lawdon's videos where he talks about the communist infiltration throughout the different parties and what they're up to today with Antifa and trying to get the civil war thing. There's one other thing that's on there that you really got to get to, and I talk about it in my marketing concept, but I have a link to the testimony provided to the to Congress regarding a timeline of money being funneled in from China into the Clinton re-election campaign in 96 and prior to that, because they set up a if you want to talk about a war room as soon as they took over, so that they were working arduously in getting reelected, because it was all about power for them. And you can actually see all of the things that they were doing in giving China all sorts of technology and access. And it's just amazing what corruption is within that family, and the paradigm of these ideologues on the left. They just have, it's moral turpitude, as I said earlier. So there we go. I've kind of hit the nail on the head. It is rampant amongst these ideologues, moral turpitude. And so let me get into a couple marketing points. And in today's concept, our context, I want to get into, so the first one, I'll give you the first one. It's the failure to enforce DOMA, the Defense of Marriage. It was the Defense of Marriage Act, and that was signed under Clinton back, I want to say, 94, 95 timeframe. But where in the Constitution did we grant them? So this is kind of like an oxymoron. It's a paradox, because the federal government created this act that they were going to defend marriage and make, you know, sanctify it between a man and a woman. But that wasn't their job. It's nowhere in the Constitution that they have that. But I know lots of people say, well, they should be doing that. Well, actually, we don't want them to do that. They should have no hands in anything domestic like that. Those are states' issues, just like abortion, just like everything else, healthcare, all of these things that they're doing are states' issues. So I'm kind of pointing this out, that they were failing under Obama to do that. And people are going, well, you need to do this. And this is my point. If we allow them to do something unconstitutionally that we like, they can equally do things unconstitutionally that we don't like. And why don't we just get them to do the things that they're supposed to do constitutionally and get them out of the things that they're not supposed to be doing constitutionally? Does that make sense? I mean, tell me if that doesn't make sense. Some other things that happened under the Obama administration, because we're just, you know, coming out of those shadows. He did those appointments, those emergency appointments to the National Labor Board, and he also did a recess appointment of Donald Berwick as head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services without even a token attempt to put him through the congressional nomination process. why isn't Trump doing these things? Why was it that Obama did this left and right? Remember, he did all sorts of appointments and he got slapped for violating the Constitution by the Supreme Court. And why wasn't he impeached for doing that? Well, because he was given the green light that they would never impeach him. So he had so much latitude that he could literally trample, run, and tear and shred the Constitution. So anyway, and that was the same to be said with his, by the way, that's the same to be said with his 30 czars that were outside of congressional purview. He just appointed these guys, made them the czars, which, you know, doesn't sound good anyway, does it? And so, you know, long story short, you know, all of those types of appointments have been bypassing the congressional process. And here's Trump trying to do the right thing. Isn't that interesting? Another thing is the directing the EPA to unilaterally set carbon emission standards, thus bypassing congressional legislative powers and violating the powers or the separation of powers. Do you also remember that during their shutdown, they were barricading the World War II memorials and some of the memorials in the malls, basically punishing the people from being able to access those things? Now, I will tell you that because they're there within the seat of government, those types of things they can kind of do. I mean, because it is within the seat of government, but the money that they're using to do that is really unconstitutional because the government was not given the role, responsibility, or power of creating memorials and so forth and so on. And so if I remember correctly, and I challenge you to go and look at what the framers said about memorials, if Washington knew there was a memorial for him and he was, if he could come back into this time, he would probably try to tear that thing down with his own hands. Same thing with Jefferson. They did not want to be, immortalized by memorials. They thought that that was wrong and they didn't want to see their faces on money. They were just men and they looked at themselves as servants of the people. They weren't these demigods. Does that make sense? Why are we doing this? Because we've been convinced that that's what our society is supposed to be doing. And it's all bad, folks. It's we need to get back to those same principles that our framers were using. Anyway, let me move on to some more marketing concepts or maybe some things that will help you get motivated. Remember when they were talking about shutting down the government and they were, you know, boiling to this head and it was going to be the Republicans that were going to shut down Obama's budget and so forth. This was a few years back. Remember the Republicans wanted to force the Warren Act because they were talking about shutting down for a long time. And what they wanted to do, because this was right before the election, they wanted to send out these layoff notices to all these people that were going to be affected so that they would look and go, you know what, I would much rather vote for this so that we can get this budget passed than, you know, not vote for this person. And so it was a ploy, and both of these sides were guilty and culpable of playing on this. And unfortunately, I've got quite a few more marketing things I want to go through, because what does it take? And that's what I want to drive this home, because we've been swimming in corruption for a long time. It's not just now. But we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way, we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcast. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests access to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I'm working with Trevor Lawton, Douglas V. Gibbs, Tom DeWeese, John Hancock, and many other good patriots in setting up rodeos for Republic Review this summer. We're doing this in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. If you are beginning to understand the power of Republic Review, then we need your help one way or another. More importantly, if you live in these states or know any patriotic leadership, whether that's an elected official, grassroots leader, or political leader, please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know who we can work with in organizing these events. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academe has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive of businesses who are supporting to undermine our Republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. Okay. They are open, and I still got some more to go through, but if you want to call in and talk about some of these things, because I don't get it. I don't understand, other than the fact that there's just, we're dealing with, and the problem I'm dealing with is the lack of literacy regarding the Constitution. There are so few people that understand their fundamental contract that guarantees them these inalienable rights of freedom of association, religious expression, speech, assembly, so forth. And so some of these things that are occurring are just, it runs chills up and down my spine. And one of these things, it's a marketing factor, I believe, is the $23 million that the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, provided support for a constitutional referendum in Kenya. Did you know about this? And I believe, in spite of Siljander Amendment, which was an amendment that we passed here, which makes it illegal for the U.S. to lobby for abortion in other countries, this $23 million went to Kenya for the Kenya referendum, which was partially written by Planned Parenthood and is designed to legalize abortion in that nation. Isn't that great? Isn't that great that we were able to do that under Obama? I mean, how corrupt are we? I mean, no wonder we have a bad image, right? But Planned Parenthood has their hand in designing all sorts of things now, because they were just recently identified as writing curriculum for Common Core in teaching kids about health and health, right? In teaching kids about supposedly health and sex education, what have you. And it's all about indoctrination and sexualizing our children. The State Department's using $23 million in taxpayer money to help transform Kenya into a constitutionally communist nation where the freedom of speech is limited and private property rights are subverted to social justice. In addition, the recently adopted Kenyan constitution allows for the practice of Sharia law and in some regions ensuring women will not be guaranteed basic human rights. Doesn't that just warm the cockles of your soul? I mean, doesn't that just buoy up your spirits that we're doing such great humanitarian things around the world? What is it going to take? I mean, this is our fingerprint that we're putting around the world under these nefarious administrations that people are electing. And nobody talks about this kind of stuff. Nobody is bringing, you know, the, what's a good word for it? The suffering that we're actually causing. It's one thing to go and liberate people and give them the freedom. And remember, did you feel good when you saw the Iraqis running around with their finger dunked in ink and, you know, they had their little, you know, ink stained finger? I voted. Didn't that make you feel good that somebody was actually able to participate in a democratic process, whether it be a Republican form of government or what have you? But that democratic or that voting process of representation of the people and so forth was put in place because of us. So regardless of how people want to spin it, there are good things behind supporting individual liberty and individual sovereignty, and you cannot marginalize what it takes to do that. But when you hear things like this kind of crud, where we're spending $23 million to help Kenya basically flip into communism and oppressing women and instituting Sharia law, are you kidding me? Where is that in the Constitution? And how is that good for anybody, especially those poor Kenyans that we have had an effect upon? So some more stuff. There was also the participation of the Obama administration in the firing of Sherry Sherrod from the USDA without due process because of publicized out-of-context comments that she made at an NAACP meeting March 2010. I don't know if you remember that, but they just went ahead and fired her without due process. Now, let me point out that this whole line of due process for a job, that started in 1803 when John Marshall created a individual right of property to one's government job. Why is it that only the government has a right to their job? And I'm telling you, that's an immoral concept to say that somebody is entitled to a job. You have to prove your worthiness. I mean, you should have to go and interview, and you should have to go through the process of competing with everybody else. And through that process, the best candidates should be the ones that are hired. And through that process, a person should always be competing. I love Jack Wagner's concept of laying off 10% of the workforce every year. It took GE to the pinnacle of performance. And then Emmelt drove it down into the ditch. And look at what he's done. There is the contrast between, you know, an open or free market, quasi-free market in driving competition in the labor force, and then the guaranteed market of labor with Emmelt and so forth, and that ideology where he's basically driven that company down into the ditch. And so another one, maybe you remember this one, the attempted bribery of Representative Joe Sestak with job offers to get him to drop out of the Senate primary race against Arlen Specter. Remember that? Do you remember Whatever happened to that? How come nobody hung for that, for trying to bribe somebody that was running for office? Interesting, right? Well, it just seems to me that, you know, they've used every facet of corruption that they possibly can. And we're just skimming over what we have found out, folks. There's all sorts of stuff that we don't find out. As a matter of fact, I know for a fact that there are good people out there that have been probably pulled in and interviewed by local FBI offices that are, you know, hoping and basically protecting agendas such as sanctuary city agendas and so forth. And I'm hoping to actually have somebody on the radio with me on Red State Talk Radio next week to actually talk about they're being pulled into an FBI room regarding their actions in trying to shut down a sanctuary city effort. And I think you'll find that interesting, because if it's happened once so far away from DC, what makes you think it didn't happen in other places where other people were doing the same thing? Because there's been lots of people that are just been repulsed by this concept of being forced into sanctuary cities, refugees, and those types of things. So one more marketing thing before I get into the Federalist Papers in the next segment. What about the EPA just carte blanche closing down the Yucca Mountain Nuclear Waste Repository? Remember what they were trying to do in attempting a crisis of what are we going to do with all of our nuclear waste? Well, we're going to have to shut down all of our nuclear energy. And it would have created this huge energy crisis. But by the way, again, this is a paradox. Show me the Constitution where the federal government has authority to even manage a national energy plan. They don't. We did not delegate that. When they came along and said, you know what, we're going to be growing ourselves, so we think we may need to make an amendment to do this, and we ask you states to do this. The reason why they didn't create an amendment, because then they'd be tied to only doing what the amendment stated. And so it's just easier to maintain this living document of a constitution so that they can just bend it and stretch it any way they want. And we're the ones that are being tossed to and fro. And so in concept to the EPA closing down this Yucca nuclear waste, here is an unconstitutional agency shutting down and creating a constitutional crisis, because we've created this system where we've allowed them to actually make us dependent on their system of energy deliverance and so forth, and handling this nuclear waste. Does this make sense that they're creating all of these problems for us and they are the solution moving forward? Really? That's almost like, you know, owning a mom and pop shop in a part of town where crime is rising and some thug comes in and says, hey, you know, you need to start paying me $100 a week. And you know, it won't stop at just 100, but it starts with something. And they say, well, if not, then I'm going to trash your place. And they go, you can't do that. And they trash your place. And then they leave because they know the police won't get there in time and nothing happens to them because there's an overbooking in the penal system so that they can't hold them at all. And next thing you know, they're back at your door after you've had them arrested. And they say, now I got to trash you even more. And so the terror goes on. That's called thuggery. And our government is doing that in all of these other aspects. And so I'm up at a hard break. I will be right back after a word from our sponsors, and we'll get into some Federalist Papers. So thank you so much.
I'm amazed at just how much Rippey Homes takes pride in their partnerships, from the designers they work with to the artisans they employ, and you, the homeowner. They relish in getting it right the first time. To do this, they place their focus up front on what you want and what you need and begin forming a plan like a sculptor, taking care of the intricate details to ensure it meets your expectations. Whether you need innovation in a custom home to harmonize with the environment while offering the latest in building materials and technology, or simply adding a room, a bath remodel, they take a bottom-up approach that centers around you, the customer. They know that you are the integral component to the American dream, which is how they help you build your dream to make your dreams become a reality. Contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippy.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippy.com.
This is G.R. Mobley. Most of you understand the importance of having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategic goal for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth. And many dentists will take your money to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail. And if you don't have a long-term strategy, you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain or restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Tracy at VonTracyDDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academe has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states in accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution. These conventions require states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. These conventions are unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to get my executive summary on Republic Review and listen to Reclaiming the Republic right here on Red State Talk Radio every weekday evening from 6 to 5 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific. Thank you. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so next week, because we're just wrapping up this hour, next week I'm hoping to have John Chambers back on. I'm actually hoping to get Douglas Gibbs on as well, and getting their perspective on Republic Review, as well as what they kind of do, because both of those guys teach the Constitution in their little geographical corner of this great republic. And so if you tune in next week, I'll actually have some guests on, and you're more than welcome to ask them questions or what have you. But one of the things I want to do is I want to get into these Federalist Papers, what I have left of the time, but I also want you to think about all of these things. This history I'm going through of just the atrocities that came out from the corruption within government of the Obama administration, even prior to that, it is an indictment, and we can no longer, if we're good citizens, what is that Edmund Burke quote? All it takes for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing. And that was maybe sexist at the time. So let's just say all it takes for evil to succeed is for good people to do nothing. And I'm trying to motivate all of you good people, because the only reason you tune into Red State Talk Radio isn't because you want to try to flame somebody, because you're an ideologue that hates the Constitution and hates conservatives or what have you. I believe the preponderance of all of you that are listening are good people, and you recognize just this evil that we are living with. And it's going to take a lot of prayer, and it's going to take some work. But if you want to simplify this and make this very, very easy, learn about Republic Review and auditing the Constitution and getting your state and getting active in your state to moving your state forward towards an audit. So as I always say before I go into these quotes and citings of the founding documents, are the words in our founding documents that I'm citing the words of deceit? Or are the words that we have been taught from our progressive education system, the progressive colleges and professors, lawyers, politicians, and bureaucrats, the words of deceit? Only you can answer that question. I believe I can academically prove that question, but I think for you to become motivated, you have to be able to start answering these types of questions, and you have to have the conviction to say who is being honest and who is being deceitful. So let me jump into one of my favorites. This is Federalist Paper number 46 by James Madison. And so they use the term encroachments a bit, and here's another one that uses it. And he says, "But ambitious encroachments of the federal government on the authority of the state government would not excite the opposition of a single state or of a few states only. They would be signals of general alarm. Every government would espouse the common cause. A correspondence would be opened. Plans of resistance would be concerted. One spirit would animate and conduct the whole." So why aren't we doing that? Clearly, the federal government, an ambitious encroachments of the federal government upon the state's authority in so many different ways. Why aren't we being excited as a republic? Why is it only the few flyover states that seem to be bubbling up a little bit, you know, and taking offense to be called flyover states? Why is it that we're not sounding the alarm? And why is it that we are not, you know, coming to this common cause and setting up this correspondence? I talk about this in my second executive summary that's forthcoming. And I was getting really close to publishing the ebook for my first executive summary. So as soon as that is done and out, I will let you know where you can get it. And what I'm doing is I'm actually a lot of these people that are going to be working with me and assisting in getting this word out, I'm letting them sell it on my website, and I'll even give them the PayPal code so that they can sell it directly that way. But it'll still be coming into me, and I'll be delivering all of that. But doing it this way allows them to make a little money for, you know, helping the cause, because I don't have a sales force. And so these guys that are, you know, kind of bought into this, they didn't ask me to do this. I just think that it's important that we help each other. And so I believe that that will help in moving this forward. So we need to create a single animate spirit to conduct this whole body of Republic Review. And when I get into the resolutions, which is going to take a good percentage of a show's time and a couple of shows, when I get into those resolutions, you are going to see and you are going to understand what he is saying here regarding a correspondence would be opened. Plans of resistance would be concerted, because that's exactly what Madison and Jefferson did when they created the Sedition Act. And Madison and Jefferson went back to Virginia and to Kentucky and created those resolutions and basically pleas to their fellow states to step up and join them in fighting this unconstitutional government. And so let me get into another Federalist Paper. Now, this one is number 78 with Alexander Hamilton. And by this time, Madison has left for Virginia and is down working on becoming a delegate to the Virginia ratification debates. He thought that he was a slam dunk in there and was going to stay up longer until his friends convinced him it wasn't going to be a slam dunk and that Patrick Henry was working very arduously in keeping him out of the convention. And so by the skin of his teeth, he made it in. Okay, so this is what Hamilton says. If then the courts of justice are to be considered as the bulwarks of a limited constitution against legislative encroachments, this consideration will afford a strong argument for the permanent tenure of judicial offices, since nothing will contribute so much as this to that independent spirit in the judges which must be essential to the faithful performance of so arduous a duty. But one thing that Hamilton truly missed in this, because he's trying to pitch this argument that we have to have this lifetime tenure for judges so that they're not being tossed to and fro by the desires of political campaigns and so forth. He was wrong, though, in not making it easier for judges to be bounced on their tail sides, regardless of their position, Supreme Court or down to the counties. It doesn't matter. We have to make it far easier, because if these guys are not following the Judiciary Act and the things that they're supposed to follow, such as the Constitution, then they should be out. They have no room to start legislating from the bench, and they have no room to drive agendas down our throats. And so they failed to do that. And I've said this since last year when Trump was complaining about the court system. He has a full Republican Congress just down the street. He could go to those folks and say, look, I want you to give me a Judiciary Act that is going to rein in the courts and hold them accountable to the jurisdictions of the Constitution and the Constitution alone, so that they don't have any oversight on things that are not within their purview, that the inferior courts have to deal with it, and these are state issues. Had he done that, a lot of his little problems, other than the immigration stuff, probably would have just maintained noise, and it would have saved us from all sorts of other problems, especially courts pulling in, you know, marriage and all of these other things that are outside their jurisdiction. They just have no business in doing, even in hearing those cases. And so I can't emphasize enough, Trump actually has, and he still has a little time to do this, but are these words falling upon his ears? I don't know if he's a Red State Talk Radio fan. I will tell you that and the guarantee clause of Article 4, those two things he could do that would literally change the landscape, political landscape of America. And I'll get into the guarantee clause a little bit more next week. I don't have more time to give you some of these other Federalist Papers that I have in the queue here. So I will just tell you that the guarantee clause is where every state is guaranteed a Republican form of government, and that the states are violating that because the states have bicameral legislative bodies to represent the two sovereigns, that in American republicanism, we recognize two sovereigns, the people and the sub-element of government, the subset of government geographically, not or population-wise. And so in our republic, at the national level, we have states. And in states, we have counties, and the counties are supposed to have a voice in the Senate, just like the states have a voice in the Senate. Not a shared voice, their own voice, so that they maintain their suffrage and not have to play political compromise amongst 5 to 10 counties. And in California, there are 10 counties that are sharing their senator. There are 10 counties sharing the representative. And that is a travesty in an American form of Republican government that the framers created. And Congress can easily pass an act that would force the states to comply to the Constitution, which we all recognize as the supreme law of the land, as long as it falls within the jurisdiction of that Constitution, within those enumerated powers that they have been granted. And Article 4, Section 4 is one of those enumerated powers that they guarantee the states a Republican form of government. And so one of the ways that we can reclaim the Republic is by forcing or having Congress force the states back into a Republican form of government. And so with that, folks, we are reclaiming the Republic here with your help. And so Godspeed, have a great weekend, and we will be back next week.